Good morning, boys and girls. I brought something with me. Can anybody read what that says? Right, Pacific Union College. And that's where I went to college. And this t-shirt is actually the t-shirt that I had to wear as part of my PE uniform. Do you know what PE is? Grant.
It's kind of like the time where you go out to the game.
Yes. Sports. Yes. Very good. PE stands for physical education, and it's a class that we all had to take to exercise, play games and sports, but the idea was to get us out to exercise and not just sit at a desk reading all day. And we had to wear this every time we went to class. This t-shirt is probably over 35 years old now, and I'm not sure why I kept it, but at my other church one Sabbath, I actually used this church at a children's story like this, and after the worship service was over, a man came up to me and he said, "I'll give you $25 if you give me that t-shirt." And I thought, wow, this was going to be a rag. And he wanted to pay me $25 to have this t-shirt. And it turns out he was at that school about the same time I was, and he had to wear the same t-shirt, and he didn't know what happened to his, and he wanted mine. So guess what I told him? No. So I still have it, and maybe many years from now I'll ask him, how much is it worth to you now? I'm sure the rest of my family thinks this should really be a rag. It is so old, and it doesn't really fit me anymore. But in the eyes of that man, this was something very, very valuable because of the memories that it represents. Other people look at this and, you know, this should be a rag, but to other people, it can be really valuable. And you know, boys and girls, that's what it means to be a follower of Jesus. There are some people who will look at you and say, well, you love Jesus, you follow him? What a waste of time. There are lots more fun things to do, but you know better, don't you? Being a follower of Jesus is something very, very precious and very, very special. And even though other people cannot see it, you can see it. And I hope you boys and girls will always remember just how precious it is to love Jesus and follow him, and that you'll always keep him first in your life, always, no matter what anybody else says. Okay? Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for loving us and for being our Savior. Thank you for loving and blessing each one of these boys and girls. And I pray that you will help them to always love you back, to always make you most important in their lives, no matter what anyone else says. Thank you that you're coming back soon to take us home to heaven. And I pray that you'll help each one of these boys and girls and their families to be ready for you when you come. We pray in your name, amen. Thank you.